One podcast time.
What's up, players?
What's up? Happening?
What's up, guys? What's going on? Oh, dude, I gotta sit closer.
Yeah,
I noticed last time I didn't get my audio, even though my voice is pretty loud.
Let me turn you up a little bit. We'll turn it up a little bit.
Nice.
There we go.
Let's roll.
All right. So Dan and I were just talking about we're talking about doing less but having more experiences.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and then Dan was like, just hit that record button, so I thought we could just dive into it.
Well, because you were saying about how, like, you just doing more, not, like, doing more in terms of, like, busy work, but, yeah. But like, doing more, seeing more puts you, you're essentially saying, like, in a better state of mind, right?
Yeah, otherwise I'll just smoke weed.
Yeah, yeah, dude, and I said hit the record button because... For me, it's the same thing, man. I realized even here in LA, I'm just like, yeah, I just need to go do more. This city is filled with so much amazing stuff, but most of the time I'm just at Venice Beach. And I think Africa was a good wake-up call for, like, how happy I am when I'm, like, moving and doing stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, because you can only do so much to be productive, and then, like, you got to give your mind a rest.
It's true.
Like, I don't think it's helpful to just, like, grind all the time. Like, that's not how you... make progress always, especially in the stage we're in, because we kind of put in a lot of that grind time.
Yeah,
and now it's more having space in our minds for ideas than
now it's thought time.
Thought
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we're not banging our faces against the computer anymore. Now it's like, what high lever things are gonna make what we're doing grow?
Yeah,
for sure.
Let me tell you guys, it is great to get to the other side of that, because that was a grind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I was thinking about that the other day, just with, like, our day-to-day in Colombia. Like, just not being able to really... Like, basically just having to work all the time, and then at the same time be nervous that if we didn't, that something was going to break, or we weren't... Like, we just weren't making that much money. So we were kind of just, like, staying even.
Yeah. You know? I mean... And also, like, we were doing a lot of coaching back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I hate having to be in a position where, like, your income, your livelihood is attached to, like, coaching someone.
Yeah.
Because that's a weird thing. Because you kind of need this person to keep working with you.
Uh-huh.
To make your living. But what if that person shouldn't keep working with you? It's, like, a little bit of an area of conflict.
Do you like coaching people?
I like coaching with very high-level people to go from baseline to, like... peak performance.
Yeah.
But I don't really like working with, like, I'll work with kids who have issues. Like, I told you I was going to go start doing mindfulness meditation with these at-risk kids here in LA. And that's cool because I like talking to kids. But, like, adults who are, like, 30 years old or whatever, if you're adult, if you're after, like, 22, 23, and, like, you are just, like, in this constant state of, like, feeling bad for yourself and, like, in this rut. Like, I don't really want to pull you from there to baseline. That's not very fun for me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I ask you that because that's how it kind of was for me. It's cool to be able to talk about this now because maybe some of you who are even listening did coaching with us. And, like, I don't mind. I like teaching. That's why I like making videos. Mm-hmm. I like teaching large groups of people. But I agree with you, man. Coaching for me was kind of a pain in the butt when you'd get someone sometimes who, like, they were just kind of a lazy person and they just wanted a coach to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
And not, they didn't really want the value from you. They were just like, oh, I'm just a not motivated person and I need someone that I can talk to every week that's going to tell me that I'm worth it.
Yeah.
You know? And it'd just be like, dude, this is so lame. Like, can you please, like, do your workouts?
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do the thing. Yeah. Yeah. I see that. Like, I posted something on Twitter today. Twitter, and I posted on Instagram about just, like, how you can create you can affirm a positive mindset by taking positive action.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone commented and they're like, well, you know, yeah, I'm doing positive affirmations. And I'm like, no, that's not it. It's not just saying positive things to yourself. Like, take the action. I think that's what was hardest for me, was, like, working with people who would, like, say it. They talk about it. You know, they're all about, like, the spirituality of, like, affirmations and whatever. And I'm going to have a vision. But then they didn't actually take the action. It's like, what's the point of any of that then?
Yeah, that's interesting. I can only do the action. I can't do the self-affirmation. It makes me, I feel like I just have to like I do it in my head. I say it to myself, but I feel more comfortable just like doing it, you know?
For sure. I mean, and then you get the confidence because it's authentic, because you're like, well, now I can just talk about it because I'm actually doing it.
And yeah.
It feels more real.
For sure.
So coaching.
You're probably not going to see us coaching anyone anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm doing mindset coaching.
Yeah, that's true.
With clients. But it's very different.
That's, all, again, like, high level, though. That's people mm-hmm. who, like, really are seeking that out. Not like, you know, I'm having a bad day. I need a coach to talk to.
Yeah, like, I binge ate last night, and now I want you to make me feel like it was okay.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not okay. You are not going to make you feel better about yourself.
I mean, that's really the reason we have Do the Thing tattooed on our bodies. Like, that's really why I wanted to get it, mm-hmm. you know? Like, hashtag and everything. I was like, this is the one slogan or phrase that just says, just shut your mouth and do it. Like, there's nothing else. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else that we can say. It's always just do the thing. Yeah. Just do it.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, people just don't understand that if you just get focused on one thing and you're consistent with it, like, good things are going to happen.
It's true.
Like, I was just talking to my buddy Graham before we had this pod, and he was talking about how, you know, his goal was just always to be like a mindset coach in the NBA. And then, like, he did it, and he's doing it now. And it's just like, it's because he just stayed on that one path. And he was like, even though it's really hard, there's other these things coming at you, like, there's not that many people who are just trying to do that one thing in the same way that, like, there's not that many people who are trying to teach jump rope. And that's why our thing works.
I think the thing is, people have to get, like, you have to be self-aware as early on as you can. Because mm-hmm. the sooner you find out, I'm not saying you have to know exactly what you want to do, but the sooner you find out exactly who you are, then you can start to figure out, like, what, like, how you want to spend your time. And if you can do that at a younger age, like, if we would have figured out that we liked making videos and jumping rope at, like, age 35, we might not have had as good of a chance to do what we're doing now, but we figured that out. We kind of were asked, you and I were the kind of kids that were, like, asking ourselves this when we were teens and, like, into our early 20s, which is why we're here now. So I think for anybody listening, the goal is, like, really start, like, be as self-aware as possible from a young age and figure out what kind of things that you want to do.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
And just stay curious, just try things, because a lot of stuff's not going to work. So just keep on messing around until you find something that clicks with you.
It's so true, though, the thing about focus. I feel like we're pretty distracted. It's hard to, like you don't know what you don't know. Like, you don't know what you're looking for if you don't know you're looking for it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel that's where the position a lot of people are in.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know that they could have what they want. They just haven't, because they haven't stumbled across the right, like, book or lecture or podcast or something that asks that question for them, mm-hmm. you know?
Good thing you guys have the Jump Rope Dude show.
Yeah, like, who are you, dude? Like, I want you guys to go to a pond and look at your reflection and be like, who am I?
Who am I?
Zoolander.
Who am I? Yeah, that's actually the greatest question you could ask yourself, though.
Yeah.
Somehow I ended up in this rabbit hole, and I started listening to this pod. Because I told you, like, I haven't really wanted to listen to podcasts recently.
Yeah.
Except I did see, there's a couple that, like, caught my eye, like, C.T. Fletcher was on Joe Rogan.
I think
I told you about this, right?
Well, I saw clips of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and he was talking about how when he died, his heart stopped, you know, before the pacemaker kicked in. He said it was like an old black and white TV, just like, you know, all the colors and the brightness just, like, disappeared. And then, boom, it was like tiny little black dot disappeared, and that was it. And he was like, and then it was just nothing. And then he said basically when the pacemaker, like, shocked his heart and brought him back online, it was like, choo! It was like something was rebooting. And he's like,
what?
All right. And I'm back online again.
Oh, that's weird, but cool. Oh, man, what happens when you die? Oh, what did it feel like? Did he say anything about, like it hurt? Like, he was in pain when it was happening? Or he was just like...
He said it was cool. He said he knew that he was leaving this consciousness as that, like, light was disappearing.
Oh, fuck. Coming back then, you have to, like, That's quite the experience.
Yeah, well, he said when he came back, it felt like he had slept for like 8 hours. He was just so well rested and just felt so good. And then, yeah, dude, that podcast is interesting because he's talking about it now. Like, who knows about if any of this is he doesn't even know if it's true because he doesn't know. He got a heart from this older woman.
Nice.
And and he said he's having these like visions of like this older Asian woman and her family and all this stuff. Like he wants to know, like, am I having like memories that are somehow passed through this heart, or like is this like some shit my brain is making up that's completely nonsense? But he keeps having it.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool, man. Wow, that just raises so many questions for me.
Well,
just of what that experience is like, what your life is like now getting back to reality.
Yeah, well, it also makes me think of like how much of consciousness is held in our body versus just held in our brain. Because I think we always think about like the brain holds all the consciousness, but could the consciousness be held in our cells of our whole body? Could it be held other places?
I think so.
In a heart, and that's how he has these memories?
Man, there's so many things to this conversation though, because then there's stories. I've heard stories on the internet about like people that are like a 10-year-old kid is like shouting Nazi orders in his sleep and his parents walk in. Like that's a story that people, so what I'm saying is there's stories of like little kids that they think are like basically respawn from someone else like a while ago. Not just kids.
Respawn. Adults. Reincarnated.
Yeah, reincarnated. Spawn.
It makes me think of Halo.
Yeah. Did you ever... Well, wait. There's also Spawn.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the cartoon.
Or yeah.
The movie.
And Spawn was also a pro-hormone. Pro-hormone. That was basically a steroid.
That's right.
You remember that?
Dude, it was.
That's like that shit, bro. Games.
Nice, dude. Just like... Was that like Stacker?
It was like the closest thing to steroids you can get.
Without calling it steroids.
Yeah. They banned it pretty close afterwards.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, spawning, getting respawned. Like, what, like is it that? Is it that we take on consciousness from something else? Like, am I already someone who's lived, like, all these lives and I'm just like, and so my dreams are that? Or, you know, like, if I get an organ implant, am I going to take on the consciousness of someone else? I don't know.
You don't know. And then what about the organs that were growing now? You know how they did the first, they grew a bladder and put it in a woman?
Brilliant.
And so, I mean, that's a pretty, I think, a simple organ. So that's why they started with that.
Yeah.
But it's like, does that have any energy attached to it? If it's just like, I don't know.
Maybe that's how we're going to build ourselves into robots. We're just going to make a bunch of from scratch organs that have no feelings.
Mm.
And that's what robots are.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe I could see it.
Oh, so, man. Dude, what do you think? What would you... Okay, so let's assume that all these organs now are really healthy and okay to use. Like, what would you get... Would you... First of all, two questions. Would you get something taken out of you and something, like a healthy new organ put in you ahead of time, like before some kind of sickness happened? And the number two thing would be, which organ would you replace first?
I mean, I guess they told me that like my heart was gonna go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd replace it.
What if they didn't? What if no one told you anything? Would you go do it yourself?
Well, how would I know that I was gonna have a faulty organ?
I don't know.
I don't think I do.
Answer the question.
Unless I do. I mean, I guess my dick, probably. It would be, you know,
oh, nice.
Just get a big old schlong.
Just get like a foot long dick, yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Because you're like, which one? I'm like, well, I don't know why we do any of them, but like, I guess I'll just get a bigger schlong. I have to pick one.
Dude, okay, well.
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Well, I think
but
about.
But if I had to.
Oh, man.
I love how these conversations go from, like, consciousness to just, like, nonsense.
Dongs.
To dongs.
To our dongs.
For our hormones.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to understand that we're just, what's
bunch
the word I'm looking for?
Bunch of dong heads.
Dong heads. And,
guys. Bros.
We're contradictions because everything in the universe is, you know?
It's true.
Work hard, but don't work too hard.
Yeah. I feel
you know?
Man.
Get lots of rest. But don't be lazy.
I know.
Everything, like, every motivational quote ever, like, he could kind of say the opposite of it as well.
I'm starting to think that as I spend more time here on Earth, that every quote has an inverse quote. Or, like, I don't know, man. Like, do you feel... I go to post... I mean, I like your quotes, what you've been posting. I don't know. I feel like I've read so many quotes online that lately when I go to post one, I'm like... everyone saw this 50 times today. Or, like, I just feel like my sensitivity towards, like, quotes and things like that on the internet, like, keep lessening the more I'm on the internet, because it's just, like, I see it so much now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, quotes are, they're just everywhere.
Yeah. I just try, like, every morning I start the day by, I just tweet something that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And that's why I do it, because otherwise I try not to even think about it.
Yeah.
Because if I think about it, then I feel like a phony.
Yeah, but dude, so that's where my problem is. Because a lot of times I want to say something, and then I almost trick myself into thinking I'm a phony for really thinking that. So for example, like, dude, earlier today, I wanted to put like, oh shit, what was I writing? Like, not trust your gut, but just, oh, I was going to write, no one's going to do it for you. Mm. And then I was like, I don't want to post that. And that's really what I was feeling. That's really was like... Because, you know, I was just going in, I started this, like, Adobe Premiere course, and I was just like, yeah, this is what I should have taken a while ago. Instead of relying on other people to help me, I should just be, like, leveling up and doing this.
Yeah.
And that's why I typed that, and then I was like, I'm just not going to send this. So I overthank the overthinking, you know?
Yeah. No, man, I definitely experienced that, for sure. It's, Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing when you feel good about posting something. I think it's just, like, your mood at that moment. Because, like, maybe, like, you could have, like, had a different mood on a different day. And you would have been like, this is money. I'm posting this up.
Do you ever feel like you're recycling content?
Oh, yeah. Because everything that's in my head just comes from something else I've heard, I think.
But also, you've, like, been down this path. Like we talk about fitness, dude. I'm going to make a video for the Facebook group today about this. There's no new information. Like, the process of getting lean or being a happy person, there's nothing you have to do. There's basically nothing. Like, to lose weight, you have to eat a consistent amount of calories and you have to move your body until you have the body you want. Like, that's literally it. That's it. And there's no... Like, I asked that question because, like, for you, is it ever a struggle because you're like, man, like, so many people don't, like, beginners don't know this stuff that I'm saying yet, but I'm having to, like, you know, for the next, like, 30 years, I'm basically going to be, like, just reminding people of these simple things. Yeah. Or do you not see it like that?
I feel like there's more complexity to the mindset stuff, so I feel like I have more juice to run off of, but I think that repetition is also, it's good for me, too, because... There's a lot of this stuff that, like, I need to program into my own mind constantly. And I just forget everything all the time. And all then the I time. Remember it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So it's a helpful exercise to say the mindset stuff consistently to program into my brain. But the fitness stuff is just, like, it's so simple. But it is fun for you and I to, like, make videos and find new ways to, like, put flavor into what we do.
I like that. You
want that? I would like the real thing, dog.
Ah, shoot. I got my pen. Yeah, dude. I feel... It's definitely... I definitely feel you on the whole... You can always... Video, I feel like I can talk about the same topic 1,000 times and still have fun doing it. Because you can do it in different ways.
Yeah. It's like teaching... it's like a high school teacher, you know? You always get a new class. You're like, all right, same information... Yeah. How can I make this a little more entertaining this time?
Yeah, dude. It's tough, like, it's just tough making something, like, when you see people, I don't know, like, when you go through it yourself and then you still see people suffering, like, that's the hard part for me, you know? Just being like, oh, man, like, it's not really that difficult, you know, to, like, be happy, but it is a constant, like, it's a constant thing you have to remind yourself of, which I find myself doing frequently, you know, you forget.
Yeah.
You gotta jog your memory.
Dude, one thing that I love that So have you heard people talk about the ego before, right? Mm-hmm. And like some people say like ego is a bad thing. Other people say like it's necessary. Like, what do you think about the ego?
I think it's necessary because, okay, first of all of us to some degree are a little bit cocky, and that's okay. It's okay to be confident, and it's okay to have, I think the ego does a good job of being like, dude, I watched this clip of Snoop Dogg today. It was so, did you see that? Mm-hmm. When Snoop Dogg got inducted into Hollywood, like his Hollywood star.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, at his speech, it was so awesome. He goes, and the last person I'd like to thank is me. I'd like to thank me for working hard. I would like to thank me for doing this. Like, he basically lists all the shit that he did, because he's like, if Snoop Dogg wouldn't have done this, then I guess I wouldn't be standing here accepting this award. And I was just like, dude, that is so awesome and true. But like, you know, like I personally would never do something like that in public, because like my ego is just not that big. Like, mm-hmm. I would never go to that length, but I appreciate, like, I say that to myself inside my head, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I always say, like, you know, Dan, you're the shit. Like, come on, man. Like, you're better than this. You're good. Like, you're happy. You're, you know, all those things. So I think, yeah, the ego is necessary because you have to have this, like, cheerleader inside your head rooting for you. But you also have to have this relationship with it. Like, dude, I have a very candid relationship with myself. Of like, if I'm doing something wrong or I'm having like a negative thought, I'm like, Dan, the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, that's fucked up, you know? Or like, mm-hmm. and I'm okay admitting things to myself like that, even if it's not something I've like immediately changed, but I know it's there. I'm still okay with saying like, you know what, dude, your ego is causing this issue and that's messed up and you need to deal with that at some mm-hmm. point.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, I think it's just, like, seeing the ego, like, exactly like you're talking about, like, kind of treating it in a way as, like, a servant to you mm-hmm. instead of the other way around.
Yeah, like, dude, if you step out of line, it's just having, like, complete self-awareness, I think. Like, having the confidence to be, like, you know, I am who I am, and I'm going to do the best that I can, but then having the self-awareness of, like, hey, don't act like that. Like, dude, mm-hmm. like, if you, like, mess up or say something bad, it's like, don't be that person, you know? Like, yeah. If you maybe if you swear at someone when you like cut them off or they cut you off in traffic, sometimes I'll get like pretty angry, then I'm like, Dan, you just stop that. Yeah. You just knock that off. It's not, you know, you don't need to get mad like that.
It's like who inside of me is feeling angry? Oh, it's his ego. Mm-hmm. And like the ego can serve you, because the ego is like, oh, this car is about to hit me. All right, I need to move out of the way. The ego is telling me, yo, you're about to die, like, make sure that you survive. But then other times, it's like, well, this person's, like, attacking me. Well, the ego wants to attack back. And it's like, well, yo, listen, ego. You don't need you right now. No. So, take a back seat. Let me chill.
I know, dude. It's tough.
Yeah. It's work. It's work to train that. And I think it's been really hard for me to understand the ego. Like, I'm starting to understand more now, but like when I've read books in the past or heard lectures about the ego, it didn't really make sense to me. I didn't understand the difference between me, the consciousness connected to everything else in the universe, and this ego, which is inside my head and it's there to protect me and serve me correctly, or it could be something that makes me really unhappy, because the ego could be me scrolling through Instagram and being like, damn, like, I wish I could have that experience, or I wish I was on that level right now, or whatever. Yeah. Or, you know, it could be something that's great.
Yeah. So, it's true, man. But yeah, I do think it's necessary.
It's true, man. It's a Truman Show.
You gotta have your ego, you know? We're a bunch of freaking monkeys flying around this planet on a goddamn rock.
Yeah. Just fucking running around trying to have sex and eat food. And
dude, you know what? That's a big thing that I've realized. I just can't... Anyone who's too serious, I just think they're the funniest person in the world. Because that really, to me, is all we are. So when someone tries to act like... I watched a little bit of Office Space as I was falling asleep last night. And I know that's an exaggerated version of reality, but like those situations do kind of exist, where like you have the boss that's like, even though you know what you're doing, they still like repeat things back to you like, yeah, did you get that email? Did you, I just wanted to make sure you got it and that you read it. Yeah, yeah, I opened it. Yeah, I saw it. I check all my emails. Okay, I want to make sure for next time that you just hit the reply button. You know, like shit like that. It's like, yeah, I think, damn it, I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. Let's just sit in the silence for a moment.
Yeah.
Listen to the wind of the trees outside.
It's not the first time I lost my train of thought. Oh, well, anyway, Office Space. Like, when situations like that happen, it's just, it's hard for me to take people like that seriously who are like, oh, I'm so big and important. And I'm just like, oh man, you have no idea that we're just a bunch of monkeys. Like running, like the thing Alan Watts says, just running around trying to eat, fuck each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all we are.
Yeah, we are. We are. Yeah, this is completely unrelated, but I was thinking about it. You know, I felt very more cerebral lately. Cerebral?
Yeah.
Than physical. Like, I haven't really been exercising that much. Like, enough.
Brandon.
To be healthy. But.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, I just, like, usually I have this, like, very high, like, energy to exercise. Like, yesterday, I did about 25 minutes total. Nice. I did a 10-minute workout for jump rope dudes, and then I went and forced myself to do 15 more minutes later in the day, and I did the thing. But I'm just like, I'm feeling very, very heady, bro. It's kind of a, it's just a, it's a phase.
I'm coming down off that too, still from Africa. Africa, like, it definitely shifted some things in my brain. But that's okay that you're not working out. Like, as long as you're not eating too much, dude, you're fine.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
I mean, dude, took the thumbnail we took yesterday. Was that yesterday? Was that 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
But like, I'm staying lean, and it's just because I'm not overeating.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's another thing for anyone who's like no exercise is gonna be the answer to all your problems. Like, you just have to eat the right amount of food, and yeah, try to move your body 3 to 5 times a week.
Yeah, just go on walks. I've been walking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I bike around to like cafes and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I kind of move my body then.
You get some movement. That's I think it's I always think about that. Like, if I didn't have jump rope dudes, like would I work out every day? Would you? Would your routine change at all? If you weren't doing it on the internet?
Not really. I think I train the same that I would, cuz like jump rope for me really is the best. It's just the best fitness, because he's just like, it's enjoyable, it's really effective, like it's a nice way to break up the day.
True.
So I think I would train exactly the same way whether jump rope dudes existed.
Yeah, I think I would too. I think I'm too insecure to like let myself go. And that's like an okay admission. I've talked about that before on our YouTube channel. Like, having insecurities is actually like a, for some people, a huge strength. And like, for me, it's huge, because I'm terrified of not like looking and feeling good, for sure. Like, my identity is definitely tied to that. And I think like that's the one thing that like keeps me, like, I wouldn't just give up, because I'd be like, no, I have to be, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I don't know where I'm going to be at financially, but I always have to be like fit and feel good, you know?
Yeah. I mean, fear is great. Fear's your friend.
It is.
Fear's your friend. I'm going to release this video on Mike Tyson tomorrow. He talks about Custody Amato. I used to talk to him. He's like, fear is your friend, you know?
Yeah.
You feel all this energy in your body. Well, you know, use that and like recognize the fear and use that energy and use that adrenaline and put it into someone's face.
Dude, I was listening to Alan Watts yesterday, and he talks about, he's like, when you see a ghost, he's like, don't run away from the ghost. That just makes the ghost stronger. Like, just stare at the ghost and just walk through it.
Mm.
And like, just keep, essentially, yeah, the same thing. Like, whenever you're feeling discomfort or anything, like, just be in it and figure out, you know.
Go through it.
Yeah.
Through it.
Through that shit. Through it.
I was working with a client yesterday, helping them move through core wound, which is what I do with like everyone I have a session with. And I was just like, bro, whenever shit comes up that makes you feeling anxious or ashamed, like, go through that shit.
Yeah.
Just fucking go through it.
Think about it.
Just
You gotta like not smoke weed, by the way. That's something else I'll say too. I don't know, have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like I go through stuff, like if I'm high, like I just kind of push it off. Mm-hmm. But like I have to be, that's why Africa was so good. Cause like, you know, there's like just stuff that I had to deal with that I was like, all right, well, I'm sitting in this car, stone cold sober, and I just gotta think, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It's true. Yeah, when you smoke weed, you're just like, ah, well, you know, everything's good.
I know.
Everything's good. Yeah, I've been smoking a good amount of weed since I've been back. I've been trying to push it later in the day if I can.
That's what I've been doing.
As late as I can.
Not every day, though.
Yeah.
AKA today.
Yeah. The only reason I haven't yet today is because of that long drive. I don't really like smoking
and then getting on the highway here.
Getting on the highway,
dude. LA traffic, yeah, right, it's scary as hell, man.
Yeah, so not doing that. But yeah, really, I've been like, weed is just something for me to do, and I'm like, well, I don't want to actually do anything more productive today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna chill and smoke weed.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's that, Mr. Mattress Man.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of mattress, I really got to get a new one. I've been sleeping on my floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like a week.
Why don't you get yourself a sleep number?
Oh, dude.
I don't have a sleep number, but you can try my bed.
Yeah, I'm going to lay on Brandon's bed real quick. Oh, that's nice.
It's pretty firm.
That's pretty firm.
Yeah. It's not... Is it extra firm?
I mean, dude, can you give me the company's name?
Yeah, it's called... Or is it? It's organic.
Of course.
I think it's Sattva. S-A-T-V-A.
Sattva?
Sattva. I don't know how to say it. Oh, here we go.
That's okay.
No, it's right here. It's
Nice.
S-A-A-T-V-A.
Sativa. Very nice.
It's almost, yeah, it's similar.
Ooh, it's a luxury mattress.
Yeah, it's luxury. It's luxurious. I thought I'd invest... Dan and I got some really shitty mattresses when we first came to LA.
Hey, dude, shout out to that dude who kind of screwed us over.
Swindled us.
That wasn't cool, man. He told us, he even invited, okay, so this guy we bought mattresses from, it was like our first day in LA, we'd just moved here. We're like, we need to get some beds. So we go to this place, he's like, being a homie, you know, he thought we were gay for the first like hour and a half. Remember that? That's how long we were there.
Yeah.
Starts talking to us, sells us these mattresses that, for lack of a, I mean, they just suck. Like my, if you felt mine now, like Trevor laid down on it the other day, he was like, what are you doing? Like, it's just, it goes flat. Like,
oh,
it,
man.
It's terrible.
Is there any, oh, you know what? I tried to call because there's like a guarantee or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it was, I don't remember what happened. It was like some disconnected phone number, some sketch. I was like, okay, I'm not getting it. I don't even want another one of these beds anyway.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What am I even doing here? Because what are you going to trade in a shitty bed for another shitty bed?
And then he had the audacity to invite us to the bungalow to have fun with him.
Mm.
I'm not very happy about that.
No.
That's hey, okay.
Dude, see how it's so windy here right now?
Yes.
Look at these trees. They're just dancing out there. So, it's supposed to be windy out in Joshua Tree as well.
Oh, get ready.
Is it really super windy? I'm kind of worried about that.
Oh, yeah, shit. I didn't even think about that to tell you that. Bro, yeah. When Ali and I went there and stayed in an Airstream, dude, I thought the Airstream was going to blow over. And I'm not exaggerating. It wasn't. Like, it wasn't that kind. But, like, dude, I did not sleep at all that night. Like, because it was just, like, blowing up against the Airstream so loud.
Mm.
So, a tent, yeah, it would be...
Damn, well, because, yeah, the it says it's going to be windy. So, what am I getting myself into?
Well, you could sleep in the car.
Yeah, I was thinking about sleeping in the car anyway. But what about, like, if I wanted to make a fire, you know, and had a little... what if I want to make a fire? Is it going to be blown out by the wind?
That's true.
I don't know. How windy is windy? You know, when you have the rain, I feel like it kind of shows you how much it's going to rain. When you see wind on the app, it's just wind. You don't know, is it 50 mile per hour gusts? Is it 10?
It does make a difference.
makes a big difference.
Big old difference.
So, yeah, I don't think this is probably interesting to our audience to hear about me think about wind, but should we turn it down? Turn down for what? Or is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, that was really it, guys. Basically, you should just try and find out more about yourself as early as possible, and it's never too late to start. So ask yourself the questions of what I want to do with my life, what do I enjoy doing, what do I not enjoy doing, and just try to be a happy person and do things that you want, because pretty soon we're all gonna die. So
amen. You guys subscribe, leave a review, share the pod with a friend. We'll catch you in the next episode.